This is a replay of the October 14th edition of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together. Monday night is always fun because it's time for Monday Night Trivia. That's right. Now, if you're listening on Friday night, it is not time for Monday Night Trivia, but sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and call us on Monday, which it is right now on Columbus Day, Monday, October 14th. So 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. All right, so with that in mind, we have a straggler from last week. You might remember that. 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it would happen to them. What? 888-876-5593. Now, because it's a straggler, if you don't get it, it will be revealed at the end of the show, because we never leave you hanging more than an extra week on that. So 888-876-5593. We got 11 bumper stumpers, and you'll hear them all. And, of course, the deal is if you know the artist, you win just for that. But if you know the theme, that's even more impressive. You win for that, too. Now, of course, the prizes aren't worth anything. They're not worth the postage it takes to get to you. So you're doing it mostly for the fun of it, and it takes forever to get anything anyway. But eventually you do. You get a nice certificate, which is a lot of fun, for each win, by the way. And you get something for each win that, you know, undoubtedly you don't want, like a tabloid or a DVD or a CD or a comic book. All right, so it's like that. Like I say, you're doing it for the fun of it. 888-876-5593. So 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it would happen to them. What is it? Now, if you don't know my bumper stumpers and you haven't even heard any yet, and you have no idea about my question, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. Barry in New Hampshire, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
All right. Happy holiday.
Well, yes, indeed. Kind of a strange holiday. Banks were closed, but the stock market was open. You know, and I didn't know what to make of this one. So
right. And how are you doing, feeling?
Yeah,
and John.
Yeah, not a good day for John. But hey, we're both sitting erect and haven't fallen out of the chair yet, so I'm not complaining. All right.
That's good.
All right. You want an advertising slogan, and I've got a couple in mind for you, and let's see, I'm going to give you one, and let me tell you in advance that it's not the brand leader, okay? So you have to think a little deeper when I tell you. You ready?
Okay.
They're ouchless.
I want to say Band-Aid.
Well, you know that that's the leader, so you know it's not that. That's why I told you.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So who was their big competitor?
Huh. Let's say Mercuricone or something.
No. It's another. It is another type of Band-Aid product, just a different brand. And they, you know, today everything has, store branding and all that, like Walmart or Target or whatever. But back in the day, Band-Aid was number one, and number two was this company, and they are still large.
Huh.
In fact, they were part of the sponsorship of Iron Man North American series.
Oh. I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, man, you'll be... they're truly ouchless. They claim they are truly ouchless. Curad.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You've heard of them now, right?
I have heard of
them. All right,
yep.
I'm glad if you were going to say no, that would have worried me tremendously. All right. Well, very good. Good. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you. All right.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks,
so.
Probably.
888-876-5593. I don't know if they're still number two or not. Other get, you know, all the store brands, like I say, get in the way of everything. All right, we're going to get to Bruce from Elwood and Great Lake Shipwrecks. We've done this before, and we'll do it again. And you're going to hear your first bumper stumper. Oh, you know the song, but this was the first recording of the song coming up on WGN Radio. So who is she? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Yeah, I know. The hit, of course, was The Moments, but long before The Moments, this lady recorded it. What is she? Or who is she? I should know what is she, but who is she? All right, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And we have Bruce in Elwood. So, Bruce, how's it going tonight?
I'm doing okay, Raleigh. How you doing?
I can't complain. So, yeah. we are talking Great Lakes Shipwrecks.
I wanted to make a couple guesses on your
Oh, good. I hope you do. I'm ready to hear every one of them.
Go to the moon.
No. All right. Yeah, well, that's interesting. Maybe 30% of Americans don't believe this could happen to anybody. I don't know.
Well, that's what you're saying. 70% believe it could happen. It's got to be something that's not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I was going to say go to the moon or go to Mars.
Yeah, well, there are many people who think that the lunar landing was faked in West Texas, and I can see why they'd believe it.
Okay, I'll try and embarrass myself on my...
Well, you know all about this, and of course Lake Erie has more shipwrecks than sinkings than any other Great Lake, as you probably know. In fact, it has more recorded sinkings than the Bermuda Triangle. However, I want to know what lake had the first recorded Great Lakes disaster?
Well, they're not really sure. They think it was Lake Huron.
Lake Michigan. And what it says, the large steamer with more than 600 people aboard collided with a schooner delivering timber to Chicago. 450 people died.
Oh, you meant the first in... I'm sorry. I thought you meant the first in time.
No, no. Well, it is the first in time. The first recorded Great Lakes disaster.
No, actually, the Griffin was.
I love it. Well, now what you have to do, go Erie. That's where I am, goerie.com. They swear that it's point number 20 on this. Lake Michigan was the location of the first recorded big Great Lakes disaster in which...
Yeah, it was the Lady Elgin.
Okay, was it? See, you even... Well, if you know the name of it, we'll give you credit for that because it isn't even on here. So, yes, the Lady Elgin, 450 people didn't make it.
Yeah, and that wasn't the great... You know what the biggest loss of life in the lakes was?
What?
It was in the Chicago River.
Oh, okay.
The steamer, the SS Eastland, rolled over...
Yeah.
In 1915, getting ready to go to Michigan City with a picnic. They lost all the people from Western Electric. They actually closed down some of the Western Electric factories.
Wow. Well, I'm giving you credit for this. That's good enough for me. But I came across the top 11 shipwrecks in Lake Superior. And what was interesting to me is the only one that wasn't in the 1800s was the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such an interesting thing. I mean, those lakes are so massive. When you go there, I've been over in Michigan and over on the piers by the lighthouses, and the power of those lakes is just unbelievable.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You betcha. It's 21% of the world's fresh water.
I saw pictures from yesterday. We had the 30-mile-an-hour winds yesterday around here.
Yeah.
And they were showing like 20-footers breaking over the lighthouses in Grand Haven yesterday. And it's just amazing a lake can do that.
Oh, know? Yeah. No, I think on Lake Superior, they've recorded things over 40 feet in height.
Oh, yeah.
It happens.
Superior is so deep, too. I mean, it's so big. But Erie's the most... it kicks up the quickest because it's the shallowest.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know that's why, but it is the shallowest. And yes, Erie, like I say, more sinkings and all that than the Bermuda Triangle. And it's interesting also that there's something like a little over 6,000 recorded shipwrecks, but some historians think there are at least 25,000 of them.
Yeah, well, they don't know. The very first ship built on the Great Lakes was the Griffin. It was built by Louis Joliet. When they were over here, and it was full of furs, and they were trying to get it back to England, and it left a Green Bay and was never seen again. It either went down in Lake Michigan or Lake Huron, but that was that's what I thought you were looking for, the very first wreck.
No, the big one, but that's all right. That's perfectly fine, but now I really wonder, were there a lot of people who were well-dressed at that time wearing furs? What happened to the furs, I wonder?
Well, yeah, I don't know. They were shipping them, you know, probably beaver furs to...
Yeah.
And that Lady Elgin, that was a big political thing, too, because a lot of the people on there they just come from a political rally in Chicago, and a lot of Republicans died on it.
Wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was... Wasn't that like a primary, Democratic primary or something?
I think it was for the presidential elections.
Okay. Well, the Democratic presidential candidate was Stephen Douglas at the time, I guess, and they're saying that was one of the passengers. I don't know if he made it or not, so I have no idea.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know he was on. Yeah, well, but he was running against Lincoln.
Oh. Yeah, it's a while ago, to say the least.
Yeah.
But, fascinating history all the way around.
It really is. Well, thank you.
All right, hang on. We'll confirm that address. You're a winner as far as I'm concerned. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, so, yes, indeed. So, Douglas Lincoln and the Lady Elgin. I'm going to have to read more about that. All right, so we'll get to Gary. He's a first-time caller, and he's going to take a guess, and that is, again, 70% of people believe that this exists, but only 4% believe that it'll happen to them. All right, so they believe it'll happen to someone. All right, so Gary, a first-time caller, welcome to WGN Radio.
Yeah, good. Good to hear your radio station down here in Springfield this evening.
That's great.
Atmosphere is nice.
Yeah.
And I think that is being struck by lightning.
I like that guess. It's not right, but I like it a lot, and I hope you're going to call me again.
Well, I will.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
So, yeah, we've had some nice aurora borealis in the last several days, and probably at the moment helping AM reception. You just never know. That ionosphere layer is certainly persnickety. 888-876-5593. Lisa in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Oh, great. How are you?
Yeah, I can't complain. So
yeah, me neither.
Yeah. Got to the Globe studio, discovered we had no water pressure. But
oh, my God.
I know. And you know what it was, which really surprised me, is the water company itself apparently had a spike and sent pressures that caused everything to fry. And so the pump and everything else, you know, so the gauges are stuck on 300 PSI. Now, I don't think it actually got to that, but they probably were going around and around.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Always something, huh?
It is. It absolutely is. All right. So you want a movie question.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, you know, that first song you played, I swear I thought that was a guy singing.
Oh, no, it's a girl.
Did anything like that ever surprise you when you first heard it and thought,
well,
it must be a male voice and it turns out to be a female?
Or the other way around is more common.
Or the other way around.
I mean,
because like Timmy, what is it? Timmy Euro.
Yeah.
I always thought it was a man.
Well, I'll tell you the one that everybody thought was a woman. In fact, they had to re-release the record and put Miss in front of Wayne Newton's name when Donka Shane came out.
That I can understand.
Yeah, I can too. But yeah, there's actually several I can think of like that. So sure. All right.
Sometimes when you say, you know, if you say that it's a male or a female, I always think, oh my gosh,
yeah.
I always thought it was the other way around.
Yeah,
but
like,
anyway.
Really? Yeah. No. I
yeah.
Know.
Yeah.
All right. Our movie's from 1968.
Okay.
Hello, Gorgeous.
Oh, that is. Funny Girl.
Absolutely right. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
And that's exactly what she said when she accepted her Oscar.
Oh, really?
All
right.
For that movie.
All right. Well, good deal. Well, don't go away. Stay right where you are.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you. So, yes, that's the deal. I had no idea. So, 888-876-5593. We'll check out the news. We'll check out our second bumper stumper. And... on the KTEL label, I'm not making that up. And it's a remake of a Nat King Cole song, but you'll have to figure out why it is on the list of bumper stumpers, what it has in common with everybody else, or just tell us who the act is. All that and more coming up Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
I never thought that I could find heaven on earth and peace of mind. I want to love you all the time. Whoa, 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 whoa. And when I see your angel smile, it makes my feet start running and my nerves start running wild.
And my nerves start running wild.
I've been to dances by the score, but never learned to dance before. But when I saw you on the ballroom floor, whoa, 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 whoa. And when I see your angel smile, it makes my heart start running and my feet start running wild.
And my feet start running wild.
What chases the blues away?
Smile.
Gives me the tender, loving glow.
Angel smile.
Do I always cherish so?
Angel smile.
Whoa, 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 whoa. And when I see your angel smile, I dream of you there beside me as we both walk.
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. All right, so who are they? 1979 on KTEL. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Made for TV advertising, but they sold a lot of records. So who are they? And, of course, what do they have in common with our first, the original singer of Love on a Two-Way Street? And we have a question that I've thrown out, and if you do not answer it tonight, I will reveal it at the end of the evening so you won't be hanging more than an extra week. 70% of Americans believe this could happen to someone, but only 4% believe it would happen to them. What is it? 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't have any idea about my straggler and don't have a clue about the bumper stumpers, well, you can have your own category. As we prove what we just did with Great Lakes shipwrecks and movie quotes, something that you know more than the average bear about, we got a question for you. Just pick your category. And sky is the limit on that, as we prove usually with Johnny D's hominins. So whatever it is that in the area where you excel, that's the category to choose. 888-876-5593. 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Now, with that in mind, let's see what else I can tell you while John screens calls. That is that tomorrow night we'll be on somewhat late, probably around 11:30 after the Blackhawks, and Thursday probably around 11 o'clock after the Blackhawks, and then Wednesday is a full show. So meantime, here we are on Monday, October 14th, and a big happy Thanksgiving to Canadian listeners. See, I didn't know that. I always thought it was November 1st. Shows you what I know. But according to Carol, no, it's today. All right. So hope you celebrated well. We, of course, had Columbus Day. And, you know, in some facets we celebrated, and in other things it was business as usual. All right. Next full moon is coming up Thursday, by the way, 6:26 in the morning Central Time. It is the Hunter Moon. And the next Moo Moon is Friday, November 1st, 7:47 a.m. Central. All right. And Ed is a first-time caller. And let's see. Ed is in Arlington Heights. Welcome to WGN Radio. Ed, what do you think?
Hi. I think it might be... Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Great. I think it may be the existence of HE double hockey sticks.
You're absolutely right. 70% of Americans believe in hell, but only 4% believe that they're going. Now, what's interesting is 17% of Americans don't believe in hell at all, and 12% aren't sure. And this is according to a Gallup poll. So why did that come to mind?
At first, I thought maybe it was had something to do with seeing a ghost. And then I started thinking about maybe the afterlife, but then I thought 4% was too small. It just kind of clicked.
Hey, you did it. You absolutely did it. Now, like I say, the prizes are virtually worthless, right, but eventually you get a certificate and something else you don't want, and it takes forever takes forever to get there. But hang on, and we'll get your address, and eventually you will see something
Thank
in the
you.
Mail. All right, thanks for playing, and do it again. All right, so Ed, a first-time caller, is absolutely a winner, and he has taken us all from hell if I continue to ask that question for the next 2 hours. So you need a new question. Is what you need. And here we go. This happens on average 8 times a day in America. What? 8 times a day in America this happens. What? 888-876-5593. Isaac on the South Side. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Rob. I was calling to guess the singer that was just singing.
You are?
The group.
You are?
Isaac.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think it's the Mills Brothers.
No, it's not. All right.
No, wow, damn.
No, actually, Isaac, you've redeemed yourself, because if you knew who these guys were, I would start to wonder.
No. All right.
But
I
was hoping you
I'll
knew.
Leave it at that.
I was hoping you knew our first gal, though, the original Love on a Two-Way Street.
Oh, could that have been by? I've heard it before, especially when that they use it in a lot of hip hop songs. The beginning part of the song. I thought maybe someone. I don't know the name. I don't know the name. I thought maybe somebody from like a girl group, like what is it, Fifth Dimension, Three Degrees, something like that?
Nope. As far as
no,
I know,
okay.
She's only been
know.
A solo.
No, I don't know her. Hey, I was looking at, this is, okay, I'll call back later in the week and mention this. All right, Raleigh, have a good show.
Well, I'll look forward to your call. Now I'm wondering.
All right.
Okay, thanks. Okay, bye. All right, so indeed, yes. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And yes, Leslie, well, I'm giving it away. No one's going to know, though, so I'll tell you. Leslie, L-E-Z-L-I, Leslie Valentine, did Love on a Two-Way Street. And she lives in Columbus, Ohio, and she's originally from Englewood, New Jersey. And far as I know, she hasn't been in a group, but I'm not 100% sure. She's got a nice Facebook page, actually, if for those of you who can go there. But beyond that, I don't know. I'm just trying to see. Is she in any groups? And all I'm seeing, yeah, Love on a Two-Way Street by her was on All Platinum. Yes, in Englewood, New Jersey, of course. She was one of the J-Nets. But see, this doesn't count because everybody in the zip code was one of the J-Nets. Anybody walking by the studio that day was one of the J-Nets. You know the whole story about Sally Goes Round the Roses. I mean, that absolutely was a zip code worth of people. And I think it says for a while she was in the Endeavors. I don't know, in the Hearts. I'll have to look that up. But no, she's not like from a group you would have heard of. But Leslie Valentine was quite talented. And talk about a woulda, coulda, shoulda. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. We'll get to Frank in Chicago. He's going to guess on our new trivia question. That's right, we have a new one. I've lost it already. Wait a minute, here. Oh, here it is. Okay, good. This happens on average 8 times a day in America. What happens? 888-876-5593. Another bumper stumper is coming up. But right now, I want to talk about the Sea Crane Company. I know if you are listening to this show, you like radio. In fact, you love it. Or you would not sit through it when we really start to talk about that. And the bottom line is radio is a necessity as far as I'm concerned at any time. But I'll tell you what, when all hits the fan and normal communication is down, radio is the one thing left standing, period. A lot of people found that out recently in Florida with Milton, and a lot of people found that out in Asheville, sadly, with Helene. Well, I want to talk about the newest edition of the Sea Crane's CC Skywave SSB2. It is a wonderful emergency radio. It has single sideband. You get a lot of information on that you won't get on your phone or anywhere else. Fits in the palm of your hand, weighs 8 ounces, and like all the radios that Bob Crane developed, the reception is just killer on AM or FM. And the audio is really sharp and clear for its small size. And so in addition to enjoying single sideband, when there's nothing going on, yeah, hearing ham radio operators talk to themselves and each other and all that. But when something is going on, might be the first time you, first place you hear about it. And you, like I say, you won't hear about it on your phone or your computer. Heck, in an emergency, you probably won't even have that option. Well, you'll not only have the option of the weather band and the weather alert, of course, and AM and FM, but single sideband as well. So go to ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. Look at the CC Skywave SSB2. If you cannot go online, you can call them. They've got the best customer service, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. And you can order by phone. They'll answer all your questions. Or if you just want them to send you out a hard copy of the catalog, they'll be happy to do that as well. But if you can go online, we're not only talking about great products, but great information as well. You can start by looking at the CC Skywave SSB2. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so there's your bumper stumper. Who are they? And any theme coming to mind? Otherwise, this happens on average 8 times a day in America. What happens? 888-876-5593. 888-88-RALEIGH. Frank in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello?
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's bank robberies.
That's a great answer. It's not right. Now, you know, interesting, when I saw that on the screen, I thought, let me look this up. And I found out something that really surprised me. Bank robbing apparently has gone out of style. In 1990, listen to this. In 1991, there were 9,388 bank robberies. In 2002, there were only 1,740. I guess they're making more money stealing from us online.
I suppose so. Could I try another? Could I try a trivia, my own trivia subject?
Okay. Yes, what do you want?
Here's a weird one. Flying saucers.
Oh, okay. All right. Why not? And, of course, there's since the late 40s, there's been a lot of trivia on that, no doubt. So we have to see what would be interesting in the way of categories. So let's see. Apparently, I'm seeing them. I said flying saucer trivia, and it comes up with by city. No, we don't want it by city. All right. So let's see. 75 years of flying saucers. Yeah. Now, what I found interesting, by the way, is I used to go to Roswell all the time and no one ever mentioned anything about it. And then suddenly somewhere in the 80s, it became like the flying saucer capital of the world. And so I don't know if like the if the city council said, you know, we need something for tourism or what. But it absolutely didn't. So, all right. As you probably know, the United States Air Force was created as a separate branch of the armed forces a month after a UFO sighting. That was on July 26, 1947, that it was created. And what I want to know is what is the saucer that caused the government to create the Air Force?
Oh, well, there was the Roswell.
Before that. You can do this.
Oh, okay. 1947, you said?
Yeah, 47. Okay, this is June 24th, 1947.
Okay. I know that. Sure, that's Kenneth Arnold.
Absolutely. That's right.
Sure.
He was a private pilot from Boise. And he reported disc-like objects over the Cascades. And a month later, the government decided to create the Air Force. So... They sure haven't They haven't done much since then, have they?
Yeah, we got a lot of contradictory stuff on that whole subject.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, can I make a little tiny little lecture here?
Yes, absolutely.
This is a serious subject.
Yeah,
it's not just a great big crazy stupid thing that only fools are interested in. This is a genuine mystery.
Oh, of course. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
People out there just don't know it, and they've been, you know, they think it's just a joke.
Well, what I find interesting is every now and then, like last year when that military guy came forward and there were even congressional hearings about it, I thought, oh, finally. Mm-hmm. And then the government comes up just straight face saying, nope, nothing to it. And sooner or later, you know, they're not going to be able to continue to deny it. I don't know if something has to land during halftime at a Colts football game or what, but something has to happen because I don't believe that we'll keep this secret forever. Now, I love the stories about deals that Eisenhower supposedly made. Those were my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Secretly meth.
Yeah.
Aliens out in the Mojave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's right. I have no reason to doubt it. I wasn't there. All right. Well, good deal. You're a winner. Now, like I say, the prizes are worthless, but, you know, you get a certificate eventually and like that. So hang on. We'll get your address. Frank, thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right.
You're
welcome. Absolutely right. All right. He knew Kenneth Arnold right away. That's pretty impressive. 888-876-5593. So, that was good. Good work there. I find it all fascinating. The first time the press reported on the quote unquote little green men was also in 1947, right around the time they were forming the Air Force. And, that was Hal Boyle for the Associated Press. And he was doing it as a joke. In fact, he's the person who coined little green men, and the color label stuck. And although most of us think they're gray, but mostly. But the deal was two men had supposedly seen metallic silver aliens near Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Of course, Kentucky is the state of bourbon, so, well, we won't go there. All right, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we'll continue with, this happens on average 8 times a day in America. And it's not bank robberies, since they're really declining, interestingly. What is it? And this is according to Cox News Service, by the way. That's my source. Oh, I should mention, it happens most frequently in Indiana. I don't know why. All right, we'll pick it up there. Hour number 2, coming up in moments on WGN Radio.
You'd never place gold dust in my hair. You may that life brings. In fact, I'm grateful and thankful of every little thing. So if you hear me and love me, help me make him stay.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? And what does she have in common with everything else we've been playing tonight? That was 1964 on Scepter, by the way, in case you were wondering. So we have a question there, and this happens on average 8 times a day in America. Happens most frequently in Indiana, for reasons that elude me entirely. What happens 8 times a day? All right, 888-876-5593. Don't recognize any of my bumpers? Don't have any idea what my question is? Well, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit. We prove it nonstop, and we're about to again with Alex in Round Lake. So, Alex, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain. So, Beatles, huh? We're doing Beatles.
Sure, why right. not?
Well,
I usually do literature, but
now
but
we're
I
well.
Switch it up.
So we're going to do lowbrow tonight. All right, very good. So the first Beatles concert in North America was 2 days after their Ed Sullivan appearance. That would have been on February 11th, 1964. Where was it held?
Shea Stadium.
Washington Coliseum.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, and
the
opening acts were supposed to be the Caravels, Tommy Rowe, and the Chiffons, but the Chiffons got caught up in a snowstorm and didn't show.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Very good.
Thanks for calling, Alex. Talk to you next week.
Well, talk to you again.
Okay, good. I hope so. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right, so what do we have here? All right, so I know we'll probably get back to Beatles next week with our buddy in New Hampshire, because we usually do, but I'll have questions ready, no doubt. If you have a category, because everybody knows something about something, come on, show off, strut your stuff. There's nobody who doesn't have a wealth of knowledge in some totally arcane and otherwise irrelevant topic. Well, you pick it out and we'll ask you a question. And again, tomorrow night, a delay. We'll start around 11:30. Thursday night, we'll start around 11. Wednesday, it's a full show. Now, beyond that, it is Monday Night Trivia. And it is Monday night, by the way, yes. And that means I need you. Because, you know, Tuesday through Thursday, I can prattle on about something close to nothing. But on Mondays, in order to play trivia, I need contestants. So that would be you. 888 888- 866-5593. If not, I'll just prattle on about something else, like what was going on many years ago on Monday. Well, not on Monday, but on October 14th. Well, Thomas Dolby was born. That's right, he turned 66 today, born in 1958 in London. And, of course, She Blinded Me with Science, which was a wonderful, wonderful song. We had Norman Harris. And he would have been 77, but I think he's no longer with us. And he was a founding member of MSFB, but that is not what what really impressed me about it. It was all his wonderful work with Blue Magic. Yeah, in fact, he said, he told him at Philadelphia International, give Sideshow to Blue Magic. And man, wasn't that just kismet. Robert Parker would have turned 94 today. Born in 1930 in Mobile. Yes, barefootin'. Well, barefootin'. All right. Died in Roseland, Louisiana of natural causes, 2020. He made it to 89. Unfortunately, Norman Harris only made it to 39. He died in Philadelphia of cardiovascular disease. All right. So we have Leah saving us. Leah is in Marcus Hook. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. How are you doing?
I'm here. I think I'm okay. How about yourself?
Oh, I am just loving this fall weather we have in here.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah, it's gotten cool and the leaves are changing and everything's just beautiful.
Yeah, I used to love the changing of the leaves. That was my favorite part of New England and the Mid-Atlantic states.
Yeah, you don't get that in Arizona?
You do, but not the same. But, you know, then again, it could be argued that you don't get the same in Philadelphia that you get in Vermont, you know, all those maples. But you get leaves changing in Beverly Hills, for God's sakes, but so what? You know, it's just not the same.
No, it's not, but... Yeah, like you get it in San Francisco, but then it just rains all the time.
Yeah, right.
The whole winter.
Yeah.
It just rains.
So, right. And, you know, you see sunshine sometimes for an hour a day in the middle of the day, and then you see fog. So, you know, I never was awake for that sunshine part.
Well, I heard the leaf peepers in New England were caused a riot the other day. Did you hear about that?
No. What is this?
I don't know. On the news, they were jostling to get the right picture, and there were so many people, they started... There was a big fight or something to get the right picture.
Right picture of what?
Of the leaves.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. It was on the news. On ABC News.
You know, there are so many leaves to go around.
But you should have seen the video of the people. There were thousands of them.
Okay. I don't know.
They were all in one place. I don't know. I mean, there's so much country. I don't know why they're all in this one place.
Well, I'm curious about that. What place was it?
I think it was in Massachusetts.
Wow.
But I don't know the town.
I should have written it down. I've not heard about this massacre. I'm unaware. As far as that goes, because there's plenty of leaves in Massachusetts. There's a lot of leaves.
I know. And Maine and Rhode Island and, you know.
Well, yeah, right. And, of course, Vermont and New Hampshire. But
Vermont, New Hampshire.
Well, now, I was just trying to look this up, and I can't find this anywhere online.
Oh, God, how weird, because I just saw the video of it, like, yesterday.
And it's from this year, huh?
Yeah. They said the leaf peepers caused a huge fight. Had a huge fight, and the police had to break it up.
Well, it hasn't hit the internet yet.
Wow.
Yeah, that's interesting. Usually something like that would. Well, I'll be on the lookout for that story.
Yeah, because that's a good one. You should have seen the people. There were so many people.
Yeah.
The video was unbelievable. There were so many people in one place. I'm like, why are they all clumped up in one place?
Maybe it's a special leaf, because several years ago, there was a 170-year-old leaf that provoked a hunt for the world's first photographer. and they were looking for the person who took the earliest photograph in the world. And they thought apparently it was this leaf 107, now more than that, probably 185 years ago. And so obviously it was an auction of a picture of a leaf, I assume. But so maybe it's a particular leaf they were after.
That's not what they said. They said they were just jostling for the right picture of the leaves. They didn't say anything about a special leaf.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't know. And it just showed this one guy bending down, taking a picture. And then it showed the crowd of people. Unbelievable.
I'm looking. I'm even, instead of leaves, I'm saying foliage, thinking maybe that will bring me interesting information.
Look up leaf peepers. Leaf peepers cause fight.
Leaf
in
keepers?
Massachusetts. Yeah, leaf peepers. Leaf peepers cause fight, or leaf peepers cause riot.
All right. Well, on YouTube, but this is from last year, from 2023.
Oh, no.
Feud over fall foliage as local Vermont residents. All right. Now, there's several from now. Here is, let me try for something this year. Yeah, last year, it seemed very big last year. So I haven't seen anything heretofore for this year, but... I'll keep that in mind. I'll be looking for the leaf story.
Look for the leaf peepers. Yeah. Okay. I wanted to try the trivia question that you have.
New Hampshire.
Oh, John says it was New Hampshire. You're aware of this, are you?
New Hampshire.
Yes. All right. And is it leaf keepers or leaf peepers? Because they're
peepers. Like you're looking out of your peepers, your eyes.
Yeah. Fight, and we'll try New Hampshire and see what I can come up with there. Okay.
That's what they call them up there, leaf peepers.
Leaf peeping crowds cause dangerous conditions. That was 7 hours ago on Channel 10 in Boston. New Hampshire residents share favorite leaf peeping memories. No. Why some residents are feuding with the leaf. That's from last year. All right. 2 hours ago, New Hampshire state parks overwhelmed by leaf peepers. Then 6 hours ago, hordes of leaf peepers, unprepared hikers packed New Hampshire trails. It was chaos. So I haven't yet. Crazy tourists are creating a fall foliage frenzy, gripe the locals in Franconia at Notch State Park. All right. Well, yes, a New Hampshire fall foliage trail crowding leaves some terrified. I haven't heard about the photographers yet, but I'm sure they were in the fray somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's all the people coming there.
I guess so.
It's all the tourists. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah.
I didn't know that many people went there to see fall foliage. I mean,
I used to do that a lot, but this is just crazy time. There used to be a place in Dixville Notch, I would say. I think it was called the Balsams. But anyway, it's not there anymore. So I would go up there. I liked looking at leaves, but I never remember seeing throngs of tourists doing it as well. Here's one from 11 years ago on Channel 7 from New York. Officials urge tourists to pack essentials on fall leaf peeping tours. What? What essentials? Blanket Northern New Hampshire. And as a result, too bad the Balsams isn't there anymore. All right. Well, there you have it.
It could snow at any time up there, too, you know?
Well, of course it could.
So that's why you want to pack, like, blankets and boots and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guess Dixville Notch is the happening place to be. And, of course, it will be next month. It already happened this year. That's always where the first primary is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, always, like, New Year's Eve, at midnight New Year's Day or whatever. So, I'll bet you that it's Dixville Notch State Park that's creating the deal. Yep. Foliage reports from Visit New Hampshire. Foliage sites displayed.
Yeah, I would go to some place that other people didn't go. If I went leaf peeping.
I'll tell you.
I don't want to deal with that crowd.
I guess more people have found it because, like I'm telling you, I didn't ever really find a lot of people at Dixville Notch. But... yeah, that was, they have a whole fall foliage map, though, for New Hampshire. It's lovely. Absolutely lovely.
Yeah. And I would discount that and go to, like, Vermont or something.
Oh, John said Inside Edition, the TV show, has a story on this. All right, very good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, how about that? Well, everybody needs a hobby.
Everybody does need a hobby, I guess.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of geocaching?
Oh,
I'll talk to you about it some other night.
Oh, man, John was big on that for quite a while. He hid many, many, many of them all throughout Gila County.
Oh, really?
Yes, even had maps and everything, yes. He was very big on geocaching.
Well, when I get a car, I'm going to start doing it,
I think. Oh, jeez. Yeah, he's that hobby has waned quite a bit, but almost a decade ago, oh man, and yeah, he had some of the best sites in Arizona, all over the place.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's fun, isn't it?
Well, he thought so. So
people do it as a family thing. Like,
yeah, oh no,
they do it
absolutely, and you know, in the geocache is usually a little piece of paper where you can write down, you know, who you were and when you were there and all that. And it's interesting to see on some of this. And then, of course,
there's,
you talk
like
about
a law
kids
book that you have to do. Yeah,
but you also have to hide pretty well because they can be stolen. Like, we had to replace some of the geocaches repeatedly because they'd just be gone.
Oh man,
yeah, people take them. So you have to want to put them in a place where people will, especially kids, will be less likely to take them.
Yeah. I just discovered it. I never heard of it before. I just discovered it last night.
Really?
Yeah. Someone in one of my chat rooms put a picture online of a little, like a little pill bottle thing.
Yeah.
They found in a tree. And they're like, what is this? And they put a picture online, and everybody in the chat room was like, it's a geocache. Put it back. Don't disturb it. Don't do anything with it. Just put it back. And I was like, what's geocaching?
Yeah.
You know? And so I Googled it, and I found this whole world. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is cool. I want to do this.
Yeah. It's been around for 24 years.
Never heard of it.
The first one was in Oregon.
Really?
Yeah. And so that's the deal. But you mentioned, like, leaves in New Hampshire. There are also a bunch of New Hampshire geocaching trails and maps, probably for every state and every area. So yeah, and you can do that. But when somebody nabs your geocache and then somebody else complains that it's gone, you've got to replace it pretty quickly or get it out of the database or they growl at you.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like fun. I'm going to do it when I get a car again.
All right.
Yeah. That and flea markets, I'm dying to get back to.
Well, you're certainly near a lot of them, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I wanted to try the trivia question.
Good. I'm so thrilled about that. And that is, this happens on average 8 times a day in America. What happens?
I think it's either tornadoes.
Nope.
Lightning strikes.
Nope.
Earthquakes.
Nope.
Oh, that's all I have.
But they're nice guesses.
Weather-related.
They're very nice guesses.
Okay. Well, right. Thanks anyway.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, bye.
So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? All right. Yeah, I know. It's a little out there, but it fits with the theme perfectly. 1967 on Verve, by the way. 888-876-5593. There's one line available for you. Is the theme becoming apparent yet? Well, how about some of the artists? We'll take what we can get. All right. So far it's a shutout. This happens on average 8 times a day in America. What happens? And like I was saying, it happens most frequently in Indiana for reasons I have no idea. All right. So Cindy in Milwaukee is going to take a guess. So Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Rolly, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
Oh, not bad, except that the last caller suggested earthquakes, and that's what I was thinking of.
Oh, man, got any other guesses?
I would say bank robberies.
Nope, we've already determined it's not that. Bank robberies are on the decline, believe it or not.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I heard you say that earlier. Yeah. Oh, is there another question I could try?
Do you have a particular category in which you excel?
No.
Now, come on. Everybody knows something about something. What television show was your favorite?
I liked Then Came Bronson.
Then Came Bronson. All right. Let's see. Let's see what I can find, because God knows I wouldn't know. But that's all right. No, I see him on IMDb. Hopefully, we can get some fun trivia on this. I don't know. Well, let's see what we can find out this way. Anyway. All right. At the hill climb, several people were wearing jackets. The jackets had a name on them. It was a club for stuntmen and people in the film industry, actually. What was the name on their jackets?
I don't know.
It was viewfinders.
Oh, golly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Oh, man. Well, see, now you'll have to go back and see that episode, and then you'll see the jackets.
I haven't seen it in a long time. I used to have some of Michael Park's albums, but I don't get cable or anything, so I haven't. I wish they would show those old shows on, like, Decades or something.
Yeah, well, I know Antenna TV shows a lot of old shows. I don't know what shows in particular right now, but I think there's Antenna TV, and then there's also MeTV. Let's find out if is a long time Bronson being seen anywhere? I don't know. Probably on YouTube you could see some episodes.
Yeah, that's true, too. I'll have to give it a whirl.
Let's see. Where to watch and stream, according to this? Nowhere. No, okay, well, pretty damn close. Yes,
not
it says,
in my building.
Yeah, right.
Sure.
It says nowhere. All right, so I'm going to YouTube just to see if there's any Then Came Bronson series. All right. Let's see. Oh yeah, here we go. You can actually see some of them on YouTube if you'd want to. Here's 7 episodes, and here's 29 episodes. All right, well, it's there. If you ever want to go online,
I'll have to try it out. I gotta go to the library tomorrow anyway. So
oh man, well then,
try it.
Yeah, go to YouTube. Just right, Then Came Bronson. You got to go through a lot of stuff because some of them are just short clips, but if you go through them, you'll find whole episodes.
I will try and do that.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
You
thanks
have
for
a good evening.
You too. Appreciate the call.
Love your show.
Thank you. All right, so let's see what we have here. Let's stay in Wisconsin and talk to Jim in Richmond. How you doing tonight, Jim?
I'm... Everything is crazy, but number one, that New Hampshire story was on ABC Nightly News tonight, and they said that there were so many people going through, you know, to see the changing of the colors that they had to do 6 rescues because they pushed people over the ravine.
Oh, my God.
Yes, and they had to do 6 rescues, and they were amazed at how many people were walking through the forest in sandals and shorts. And they said that, didn't they understand that the temperatures drop tremendously at night? And I just wanted to, you know, relate to the last caller that talked about that. And they said that was extremely crazy.
Well, it sounds completely crazy. Yeah.
Right. And they said this was the largest crowd they've had in years going through the trails to see the colors. And I thought that was, you know, amazing. I heard it on the news tonight.
Did they come up with any reason that this particular year is like the year for this?
No, it was just that people are just wanted to get out, you know, but they don't understand that the temperatures drop tremendously as the sun goes down.
Well, of course.
You know, yeah, and they did not, you know, and even the announcer said, don't they understand, you know, that it's going to get cold up there, you know? And then the second thing I wanted to bring up, have you heard from Eduardo because he dropped out on Thursday?
No, I think he called back. I'm pretty sure he did, but I think he's fine.
Oh, okay.
But we'll probably...
And the third thing...
I was going to say, we'll probably hear from Wednesday. On. So go on.
Okay. And the third thing is, did you hear about the airplane that crashed into a radio tower
over the
weekend?
It was actually a hot air balloon, but yes, I absolutely did. And that's a KKOB, which is a nice signal, actually, 770 AM in Albuquerque, down the tower.
Right. And that's nothing you're involved with, right?
Oh, of course not. No, I mean, I can hear them on the radio if I want to live. Not right now, but I could, as far as that goes.
It was reported on the news that it was an airplane.
As far as I know, it was a hot air balloon. Down, I'm pretty sure. And from what I understand, and Dennis actually sent some pictures and stuff, and I haven't had time to look at it yet, but from what I understand, that the people on the balloon climbed down the tower before it came to the ground.
Right.
But I'm sure, I don't know, I'll have to get all, I haven't yet, you know, gone there to look at any of the, it was a hot air balloon, caused the collapse. And
the third thing is you were tremendously right. It was a broken wire in the back of my wash machine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Good. So that was easy to fix.
They came out on Friday to put in the new harness, and then when he was putting in the harness, he realized, hey, the wire is broken. I'll just repair the wire and return the harness.
Yeah.
So I thank you very much because your knowledge is tremendously available to everybody.
Oh, well, my pleasure. I'm glad it worked out well. And so now you're doing the wash.
Yes.
All right.
And it only and then they refunded me for the harness that I paid for.
Good.
And I only had to pay $10 on Friday.
Great.
To cover the service. And now I'm ready for Big Bang Trivially.
All right. And let's get it back here. Yeah, I didn't know about this, but I was so thrilled because it actually is my all-time favorite physicist. So what I want to know, what is the name of the theoretical physicist whose work Sheldon is obsessed with, particularly concerning string theory?
Oh, I know his name.
Yeah.
But
and I love this guy.
The evening goes on, I can't think of it.
Well, what if I told you his first name? Would that help?
Yes.
His first name's Richard.
No, I'm sorry. I know all the physicists that he's in, you know, incest with, but I can't think, you know.
It was Richard Feynman, Feynman. Yes. I loved this guy. I adored Richard Feynman. Yeah.
Right. And they even went to his grave and they were all inebriated and they were drinking something with some purple Lixer, and they poured it over his grave. I just couldn't put it together tonight.
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
Feynman would have loved that, I really think.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. They were all there. They were all there, and they were drinking towards him. And later on in another episode, they were driving his van to go to Mexico for Leonard's bachelor party, and the car broke down. They couldn't fix it.
Oh, jeez. So yes,
okay.
That's the deal, and a good deal. We'll talk to you during the week. Wednesday, it's a full show.
Okay, thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks for calling. All right, so yes, Richard Feynman was terrific, and there were a few autobiographies, but I think there's one that he did that I really liked, laughed through the whole thing. All right, so I was supposed to. 888-876-5593. Ruth and Gurney, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there, Ruth? Ruth, speak to me, Ruth. I have Ruth's question all picked out, and Ruth is gone. Well, oh, there she is. I hear something.
Hello?
There you are. Where'd you go?
Aha. I phoned my Ruth. It's energy, and you usually only give me a few minutes for my information looking for you. I'd love to be able to give you the trivia question because I would say 99% of the time you could answer anyone's trivia question.
I absolutely couldn't, and worse than that, I'm running out of time.
I know,
got a lot of people.
You underestimate yourself, but no. I only get a few minutes, and if I don't get to say anything conversation-wise, because my phone runs out and you allow me only a certain amount of time, I'll try for more of the conversation on another day.
Okay.
But go ahead for me with your question.
Parade trivia. You wanted parade trivia. So I want to know, what is the oldest continuous parade in the United States, and where is it?
Well, I knew you'd come up with a great comment, and I didn't research this. I was just thinking about all the phenomenal parades and things that are so associated for such a long time. You're going with the oldest parade.
It's still happening every year.
Would you give me the year?
It's every year since
when did it start?
Early
1800s. You want to know when it started?
No, I don't care when it started. Early 1800s, as far as that goes.
Okay. 4th of July parade?
No, where? But where?
Oh, okay. Wow. New York?
Bristol. Bristol, Rhode Island. Talk to you later.
Wow, tiny little town.
Well,
state, very, very small area.
Gotta go.
But I got to
thank you. I can't. I got commercials and stuff like that. I'll talk to you soon. All right, so 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
A bright day yesterday, but she's gone today. Dark cloud has come into the way, he's taken.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who are they? That's your bumper stumper. And we got the news coming up in moments here. And then we'll pick it up for the third hour of Monday Night Trivia. We've got a question in play. We'll have more bumper stumpers. We'll talk more about the KKOB Tower. Yes, 20 years ago it happened, but that was more spectacular in some ways. All right, so all that and more coming up. And hopefully your calls too on WGN Radio.
Ooh, ah. makes no difference who you are. Don't need magic nursery. Sweet emotion, that's the key. Isn't it amazing how fast two hearts can fall? Isn't it amazing how love can conquer all? Just like that, you're a flame. Bet your life he feels the same when you call his name. Isn't it amazing? You make me thrill. My love's a-blazing. It always will. Isn't it amazing? My heart goes hippity-hop-hop. Hop. Isn't it amazing? We kiss and I can't stop.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? That should be pretty obvious as far as I'm concerned. Undeniable voice there. But what's the theme? 888-876-5593. We'll get back to your guesses here in a moment, but Sam and Gurney had mentioned about KKOB. So, Sam, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks so much for having me. Hope you and John are doing great.
Yeah.
And, always love listening in. When I heard your exchange with Jim regarding the radio tower that was struck, you're correct that it was a balloon.
Yeah.
And I thought, just, I'm not trying to play radio police or anything, so forgive me. But I just wanted to say that I think that you're both mistaken to some degree. That I, if I understand it correctly, the tower was actually struck twice.
Yeah, but the first time it didn't collapse. That was in 2004. Yeah. That was a big one. That was the Smoky Bear, and that's where they climbed down the tower.
Yes, and that's because you had mentioned that they climbed down the tower.
Not,
so, yeah,
not
that's
this time.
They climbed down the tower.
Right, this time they landed safely. There wasn't an issue. But last time, while the tower stood, it was a miracle those people lived. They climbed down the tower about two-thirds of the way, and then a cherry picker picked them up. But the tower stood. Now, at the time that happened in 2004, I don't think the sale had happened yet to Vertical Bridge. But as far as, even though the FCC database doesn't reflect it, I'm almost positive that that Sandia Peak Farm was bought by Vertical Bridge, so Cumulus doesn't own that tower.
Okay.
Now, yeah. By the way, the reason that matters, if I'm right, mm-hmm. the reason that matters is because that doesn't mean that Vertical Bridge would ever reconstruct it. So I don't know.
Okay.
It might have been exempt from the sale because obviously it was about 650 feet. It was not a standalone. It was guide. And the problem this time, even though the balloon didn't really hit it straight on, it clipped a guy wire, and that's what caused the collapse.
Okay, and if I understand it correctly, this time when it was hit, people didn't climb down it.
No,
it was just hit and it collapsed.
Well, what happened was it hit a guy wire, and the balloon was able to land safely. And so nobody climbed down it. They landed. But when you hit that guy wire, that's it. That tower will collapse.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's about all I have to share. But I just wanted to include that because it sounded like it was one incident. And I just wanted to make it clear that I understood it was two incidents. Yeah.
Well, I'll be interested because I know that they have an FM station there, and it's not a translator. It's a full FM station, and that's on Sandia Peak, and that's definitely a Vertical Bridge tower. But I don't know if Vertical Bridge got those AM towers. Right now, KOB's back on the air on the secondary tower. So you can hear them. That's a pretty good signal at the moment, actually. But what I'm curious about is, did Vertical Bridge buy that tower? And if so, I bet you it won't be reconstructed. But they may not have picked it up when they picked up the Sandia Peak property. I don't know.
Yeah, can I ask you, do you know the distance between takeoff and where those towers might be? Because the only reason I'm asking that is because I'm curious whether they should, like move that whole program to away, move it some miles away from where we're doing it if these incidents are happening.
That's not the problem. From what I understand, the winds were causing it to be traveling at a very fast speed. And Dennis had written and he had said, I think they should have grounded the show. And Dennis is a pilot of many decades and knows his stuff, period.
Okay.
So wind will do that, obviously, with balloons. So I would, certainly. And of course, these are the international annual balloon festivals that they have there. So you're talking about a lot of balloons and traversing a lot of distances. But, you know, I mean, on the one hand, you want to keep the show going. It's a big deal for tourism and once a year. But on the other hand, as this would prove, maybe if you've got a wind situation, you don't want to do that.
I hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, so we'll
see. Thank you so much for taking my call.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, bye-bye. So, but the fact that the FM wasn't a translator, even if they didn't put the AM back on the air, they would have been fine, because that's a full service. I think there are like 10,000 feet running about 17,000 watts on that FM in Sandia Peak. And like I say, that's a vertical bridge property. But whether or not the AM is, I don't know. I've heard conflicting reports on that. So, wouldn't do vertical bridge too much good, actually, but well, we'll see. 888-876-5593. Tommy heard a bumper, so Tommy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Bradley. How are you tonight?
All right.
Sounding good.
Now, I bet you I bet you I know what one you knew you heard Sunday.
Yeah, it was Sunday by the moment.
Yes, it was 1969 on Stang.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one back in the day.
Yeah, yeah. So do you recognize any others?
I missed the Love on the Two-Way Street, but I would have missed that one because I would have said Moments.
Yeah, right. Well, they had the hit, but Leslie Ballantyne had it originally. She did a nice job with it, too.
Yeah, I got to hear that one.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thank
well,
you so much
hang
for
on.
Taking
we'll,
my call.
Absolutely. We'll confirm your address. Don't go away. Stay where you are. All right. So Tommy is absolutely right. He recognized his Moments, and I was kind of counting on that. So far, that's the only bumper that has been identified. Well, you know, I threw out a trivia question a while ago, the follow-up to the straggler, which was gotten. A study was done, no, that's not it. This happens on average 8 times a day in America. It happens most frequently in Indiana. What is it? 888-876-5593. Meanwhile, Jeff is in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Jeff.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm hanging in there trying to breathe in Beloit. I got an answer for your trivia question, and I think what it is on average, if you average it out through the week, I think at least 8 times a day, Raleigh James stumps a caller on the trivia question.
Not hardly.
Not hardly?
No. Oh. No. But that's nice. Very nice. All right. Robin Old's trivia about how many flight hours did he have?
We're including
flying during training.
Well, in training was 692. I would have to say it would be over 10,000.
Now, that's interesting because I'm going to have to defer to you because what it claims here, and, you know, again, I have no idea, says Olds logged 650 hours of flying time during training, including 250 hours in the P-38, and as the 479th built its proficiency as a combat group. So that was during training. But, you know, now that I'm looking at it, it doesn't have a total hours on this. So I give it to you who knew it in training. So
okay, I have something to add about that, though.
Yeah.
You're talking about flight hours. He went into Vietnam, and then during Vietnam, there's a guy that was rebuilding his P-51 Lightning, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And you asked me a trivia question as to, in Vietnam, what was on the front of the plane, and it was SCAT 27.
Right.
But back when he was on SCAT number 5 or 6, this guy rebuilt his plane. And they called him up and said, hey, would you like to go fly your plane? He said, yeah, I'd love to. But the problem was, is that because he was flying for the military, he didn't have a private pilot certificate. So can you imagine, the guy is a World War II ace, ace in Vietnam, but they made him go get a pilot's license to fly that plane that he became an ace in.
Oh, man, I wonder if he had to actually do the flight. Like, wouldn't you hate to be the guy who was certifying him?
Oh, you know, I heard it only took, like, 31 hours for him, but, it was pretty amazing. I said, you're kidding me. You know, they actually made him go get a pilot certificate to fly that plane.
Well, yeah.
He shot down probably... He probably shot down probably 13 to 16 planes with that, that aircraft.
And so during the Vietnam era, Robin Olds was most commonly known as the leader of the...
You know, I would probably know the answer if you gave it to me, but I don't. I'm not going to stall.
Yeah, it's the wolf. Ahead. The wolf pack.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's all right for your 650 hours. Good enough for me. Hang on, don't go away, Jeff.
All right. Thank you, Raleigh. So, have a good night.
Good deal. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, what are we doing here? Well, we're going to talk to Stacy, and we got Brian. Oh, we're doing charts. Jimmy P on the south side. All right, he's going to guess on some bumpers. He's got some requests. Good, I always love that. Haven't heard from Jimmy P in a while. Judy is in Geneva. Laura is in Willowbrook. And I mentioned Stacy, I think, in Algonquin. So lines are full at the moment, but when I hang up on somebody, there'll be a line available for you, and I hope you'll use it. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Jaguar came down the hill one day. A thunderbird said, "Get out of my way." Buick passed me on the curb. Chrysler said, "Don't lose your nerve. Stop jiving, start driving. If you wanna keep up with me, stop jiving, start driving. If you wanna keep up with me." Well, the Chevrolet began to pick up speed. Oldsmobile said, "Oh, yes, indeed." Packard smiled and winked his eye. Chrysler called, "Goodbye, goodbye. Stop jiving, start driving. If you want to keep up with me, stop jiving, start driving. If you want to keep up with me." Began to blow. Hudson said, "Come on, man, let's go." The Dodge and Ford were neck and neck. Chrysler said, "Boys, don't have no wreck. Stop jiving, start driving. If you want to keep up with me, stop jiving, start driving. If you want to keep up with me." Well, a bumper to
WGN
bumper
Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? 888-876-5593. And boy, he has something in common with everybody we've even played. That's for darn sure. So who is he? 8888-Raleigh. And let's see what we got going on here. Oh, before we do anything else, Jimmy P hadn't called in so long, so we have to find out. He probably knows all the bumpers. Jimmy P, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Riley, how you doing? It's been a while, I know, but these summer nights, I'm always keeping busy doing something in the air or something. So.
Yeah.
I got a couple bumpers. I'm surprised nobody got the Manhattans.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm surprised nobody got Johnny Maestro singing.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Some of the regulars, you know.
Yeah.
How you doing, all right? Everything okay?
Yeah, I can't complain. And yourself?
I'm hanging in there, you know, staying out of trouble.
Good.
You know? I got a six-pack. I know you ain't going to play him tonight, but in the future.
Absolutely.
Number one would be "The Lights Are Low" by the Eldorados.
Okay.
How about "The Love We Had Is On My Mind, Stays On My Mind" by the Dells.
Okay.
"Can't Help Myself" by the Cool Gents and Deep Clark.
Yep.
I mean, my classic, I think it's a beautiful song, "Once Upon a Time" by Rochelle and the Candles.
Absolutely.
And one that Scotty would like, how about "The Story Untold" by the Nutmegs?
Oh, yeah. All right.
How many is that, five?
That is six. That's
six?
Five. I'm sorry, that's five. Okay.
I got one I like by Mary Wells called "Bye Bye Baby."
Oh, absolutely. All right.
So... yeah, and I know I'm listening, but I'm always can't get to the phone, you know. So I'm glad you're doing well,
yeah.
And John's doing well, and all the regulars are doing well. So
yeah,
all
well,
right,
good
nice
deal.
Talking to you.
Thanks for listening. You'll hear them this week.
Have a healthy, if I don't talk to you, I'll talk to you by the new year.
Oh, hell yes.
Have a healthy rest of the year.
Yeah, you too. Okay, bye. All right, yes. No, don't wait for the new year. A lot could happen between now and then. I laugh saying that because, of course, all the astrologers on YouTube were talking about the October surprise. You know, well, I guess the surprise is that nothing happened. So now I was seeing more recently they're talking about, well, it's going to happen in January of 2025. Yeah, pick a few months away. All right, Judy in Geneva, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I was interested in the trivia question, and I have a comment about the lack of bank robberies.
Yeah.
I think it's because they're tying chains around the ATMs and hauling them off. So I don't think they have to do.
Yeah.
Go in the bank.
Well, between that and online, I would think they got it made.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Nobody's in the banks.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, the trivia, I thought maybe it was the rays bombarding from outer space, the magnetic rays or the electrical rays or something.
What an interesting answer. It's not right, but it's a wonderfully interesting answer.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for calling and for waiting, and I hope you'll do it again soon.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. Now, let's see. Oh, I know. But I'm going to hold off, Brian, because we're going to do charts, and we'll do it right after the news, because we have to have fun doing that, and that takes a while. Likewise for Robert and Stickney, we're doing charts with him, too. So let's see, Stacy in Algonquin. Stacy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How you feeling?
How are you doing?
Yeah, I can't complain.
I'm fabulous.
Yay! All right. What a good move that was for you. Think about how much has changed.
Right, I'd rather say fabulous than anything else.
Well, that yes, of course, I understand that. But you wanted that girl question.
Oh, well, can I try the trivia?
Of course you can. You can have both.
Okay, now this is something that happens 8 times a day.
In America, and it happens most frequently in Indiana.
Is it some type of railroad accident?
Nope. Thank God, no.
Oh, my gosh. 8 times going to the bathroom.
No, God, no. That's not 8 times a day for any one person. That's 8 times a day anywhere in America.
Well, sometimes it's me.
Well, no, that's what I mean, but that's one person. We're talking about this happening only 8 times a day somewhere in America. All right? And most frequently in Indiana. So this is not a lot of times.
Would it be...
Well, hang on. I'm going to let you think about it a couple minutes, then we'll come back, get the rest of your answers, give you a that girl question if you don't know, and stay where you are. We'll check out the news right now on WGN Radio.
Oh,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, second to last bumper for the night. The theme becoming apparent to anybody? Well, maybe the artist will. 888-876-5593. 1967 on Columbia. All right, so with that in mind, we get back to Stacy. Stacy's had time to think about it. This happens on average 8 times a day in America. What happens? It happens most frequently in Indiana. So what'd you think?
I think I'm going to go with my that girl question.
All right. I'm still thinking about going to the bathroom. Oh, my God. Nobody would ever be able to return their Cologuard tests. All right. Now, let's see what we can do here. Danny Thomas only played a character one time on That Girl. What was the character?
He was a priest.
Yes, absolutely right. And her sister and brother also appeared in the same episode.
And they were, her sister was a nun.
Well, you are a winner.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, hang on.
Thank
Don't go away. All right, so as usual, Stacy knows her That Girl trivia. That's for sure. All right, so I think John is talking to her as we speak. All right, so Brian in Joliet, how's it going? Brian, are you still with me, Brian? I hope so. We're going to do charts. I was really looking forward to this, Brian. 1964, no less. Well, Brian, I'm going to release the line, and if you're still listening, call back.
Yeah, I'm on. You on?
There you are. There you are.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm here.
Good. Excellent. All right. Well, we're in business.
That song by Johnny Maestro reminded me the music of sounded like Step by Step to me.
Oh, well, you know, on Co-Ed Records just a couple years later, so I'm sure there were a lot
of similarities.
Was
that him solo? Or,
no, it was the Crests.
The Crests.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, I wanted to do Chart Toppers. I just picked a number a date, December 15th, 1964.
All right, let's go. Number one, Come See About Me.
Oh, Supremes.
Number two, I Feel Fine.
Beatles.
Number three, Mr. Lonely.
Bobby Benton.
Number four, She's Not There.
Zombies.
Yeah, number five, Ringo.
Lauren Green.
Yep, number six, Time Is On My Side.
Rolling Stones.
Number seven, Going Out of My Head.
Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Yeah, number eight, Dance, Dance, Dance.
Dance, Dance.
You know, it's to your credit you don't know. West Coast Group.
What? Oh, I don't know then.
Beach Boys.
Oh, goodness, I should have known that one.
Number nine, I'm Gonna Be Strong.
Oh, Gene Pitney.
Of course. Number 10, You Really Got Me.
Kinks.
Absolutely right. 90%. You're a winner.
Well, thank you, Raleigh.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
Right,
take care.
Good deal. So Brian knows his stuff. All right. So good deal. Glad we did that. We're going to do more charts right now with Robert and Stickney. Hey, Robert, how's it going?
Pretty good. You know, I'm on it November 1963. And John said, A Dark Time, and it didn't dawn on me until I was on hold. Of course, it was a Kennedy assassination.
Your phone is phasing to a degree that makes me think we're either recording Ichiku Park or The Big Hurt. I've never heard anything quite like it. All right, so.
Let me get to the window here. Okay.
Will that help? I don't know. Well, I can hear your voice somewhere. I wouldn't know what it was saying, but let's go if you hear mine. Number one, Deep Purple.
Neil Diamond, Maple Street.
Yes. Number two, Sugar Shack.
Jimmy Gilmer.
Yes, Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. Absolutely. Number three, Washington Square.
Village Stompers.
Village Stompers. Number four, I'm Leaving It Up to You.
Oh, Dalen Grace.
Yes. Number five, It's All Right.
That was the impression.
Yes. Number six, Maria Elena.
Los Angeles Tabajaras.
Yes, number 7, She's a Fool.
Leslie Gore.
Number 8, Bossa Nova Baby.
Oh, that's Elvis.
Number 9, Everybody.
Hey, Everybody, I know the song.
Everybody. Oh. Yeah, you know exactly who this is.
Yeah, I know. Tommy Rowe, no.
Yes. Tommy Rowe,
oh,
yes.
Oh, it is. Oh, good.
Number 10.
Okay.
500 Miles Away From Home.
Oh, boy.
Country, obviously.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, doggone it. 500 Miles From Home. It was done several times. That's why it's kind of difficult sometimes to get.
This was the hit.
Yes.
This was the big hit.
Yeah.
And he was well known. One of his first hits wasn't even under his name because Fraternity Records screwed up the label copy.
Oh.
And that was All American. That was All American Boy. They credited it to Bill Parsons. Bill Parsons had nothing to do with the record. This guy sang it.
Oh, yeah. The All American Boy. I remember that. Oh, I can't for the life of me to think of it. This is going to blow my 100%.
I'm trying to think of other clues I can give you. Some of his bigger hits were written by Shel Silverstein.
Uh-huh. Mm.
But not only, but that was one that came to mind.
Yeah, Country and Western, I should know that one, too, because I'm so familiar with the song. Doggone it. You know. Oh, I can't for the life of me. It just doesn't want to register. I don't know why.
You'll be upset. Bobby Bear.
Oh, yeah, Bobby Bear.
Well, 90% is still winning. So hang on.
Yeah.
Don't go away. It's still a winner to me.
Okay.
There we are. All right, thanks.
All right,
so indeed, yes, 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And we're going to have Johnny D. I believe we're going to do some homonyms. Naoto in Japan. We're going to do some Myers-Briggs, I do believe. Laura in Willowbrook, Sound of Music. And there's a line available for you if you want it. We still have a question in play. If you don't get it tonight, it'll be our straggler for next week. If you do get it in the next 15 minutes, well, good for you. This happens on average 8 times a day in America, most frequently in Indiana. What is it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Hey, Mr. Gypsy, won't you play that magic melody, the one you played last night, the one that made the girl I love kiss and hold me tight. Come on and play, Uncle Gypsy, play that melody. And bring her lips to me. Come over and play a little gypsy, for you can make her see. I love her, I want her eternally. Come on and play a little gypsy, play that Cupid's tune. Play a little gypsy, daylight's coming soon. Come over and play a little gypsy, while we still have.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. So who is it? That's your last bumper stumper. And I say about 3 or 4 minutes will reveal the whole deal. If you don't know any of the artists, you probably know nothing about the theme, but we'll tell you all. All right, so with that in mind, we will see what we can do with Johnny D. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hi, Raleigh.
second week in a row, I committed sacrilege and fell asleep during the Monday Night Trivia show. I just got up about a half hour ago.
Sleep is sacred. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah, I woke up and I was like, wait a minute. I had the show on, but, you know, I'm thinking, so then, yeah, I looked, it was like 1 o'clock something after, you know, my time. Anyhow, yeah, so on to the trivia question. Eight times a day in America and in Indiana, was it? Indiana?
Yeah. Most frequently in Indiana.
Okay. Some kind of a racetrack incident?
Nope.
All right. Some kind of a farm accident?
Nope.
All right. Never mind. Hominin, please.
All right. It's multiple choice because you like those the best.
Hey, whatever, man. I can handle it.
Raymond Dart concluded that the Tong child was a bipedal animal because A, it had a brain as large as humans. B, it had hip and leg bones that looked like those of modern people. C, it was found in association with the bones of early humans. D, none of the above.
Well, if I had to think this out, all of them that you gave kind of don't make any sense because the Tong child was just a skull, I believe, of a young baby Australopithecus. And so I'm going to go with D.
You're absolutely right. And the truth was that the foramen magnum pointed downward and was nearly at the central balance point of the skull, like humans, unlike apes, and that the canine teeth were relatively short, unlike apes, suggested the Tong child was bipedal, like us.
All right, because all they had was a skull.
There you have it. All right. You are a
okay.
winner. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right, so very good. So let's see. This, by the way, came from the Palomar College, their practice quiz for discovery of early hominins. All right, so we've got Naoto in Japan. How's it going tonight, Naoto?
Yeah, I'm doing particularly well today.
Yay! All right, what's causing that?
Yeah, I think because I'm taking a break from work.
Ah, perfect.
So, yeah.
All right. So, let's see what we can do here. I had picked a question out. It was, I hope I didn't lose it. No, don't tell me I lost my question. It was the perfect, oh, here it is. Okay. All right. The Myers-Briggs personality type most likely to be a teacher is?
ENFJ.
Absolutely right. Those individuals are known for being excellent teachers, are often highly attuned to the feelings and needs of others. They are also strong communicators, reliable, tolerant, and dedicated to helping others. Yes, indeed. As usual, you are right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. Yes, yes. Coming in close behind, by the way, is the ESFJ, the consuls. All right. But there is the deal. Now, we have Laura in Willowbrook. Laura, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Good evening.
Yes.
For you and John. I'm ready for my trivia.
All right. Yes, the Sound of Music it is. Let's find it here again. And what does Kurt say they put on Fraulein Josephine's toothbrush?
Fraulein Josephine's toothbrush. Oh, goodness. I don't know if I know that one.
Well, Maria replies saying, how can children as nice as you play such horrible tricks?
Yes, I know horrible tricks, but they play many tricks. Oh, toothpaste. Oh, gosh, I don't know this. I'm just going to throw out vinegar.
Glue.
Glue. Oh, yeah, I don't remember that. Thanks, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Right. Yeah, I have a feeling that whoever Fraulein was would remember it well. Glue. Yes, indeed. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh. Our final question tonight is going to go to James on the South Side. How's it going, James?
I'm okay. A little bit. I got a little bit chilled as I was coming back, but I was hoping to get in, and I did.
Yes, you did. Absolutely. All right. It's an easy one. You'll get it.
Okay.
In August 1941, okay. Winston Churchill and Franklin Roosevelt secretly met where?
They secretly met, okay, they met aboard the presidential yacht.
Just give me a city.
Okay. They met. I'm not saying it's not New York. It's not Washington, and it's. I think it's. Let's see. Okay.
I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time. Give it up. Final answer.
Okay. It's got. It's okay. Okay. Oh goodness. This has to be. It has to be down in Miami.
Well, that's about as far away as you can get from reality. They met in Newfoundland. Talk to you later. All right.
Newfoundland.
All right. So our bumper stumpers, as I mentioned, Leslie Valentine did Love on a Two-Way Street. The Highmarks did Angel Smile. The Manhattans, Cry If You Want to Cry. Big Maybell, Oh Lord, What Are You Doing to Me? Willie Bobo did Suck It to Me. The Moments did Sunday. The Crest did Isn't It Amazing? The Ames Brothers did Little Gypsy. Shirley Ellis did Music and Memories, a 1967 Columbia. That was on the LP Sugar Let's Shingling. And Burt Keys did Stop Jivin' and Start Drivin', 1957 on Amp 3. On the label, it spells Burt, B-U-R-T, but actually, of course, it's our Burt Keys, as in do-do-do-ba-ah, Burt Keys, B-E-R-T, Keys. And every song I played was written by Burt Keys. Oh, well. So, it happens on average 8 times a day in America. What happens? It happens most frequently in Indiana. That is our straggler for next Monday night. Again, tomorrow night, a little late, we start about 11:30 after the Blackhawks. Likewise, Thursday night, we start about 11 after the Blackhawks. Wednesday night, it's a full show. So, that's what's on tap for this weekend. And that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. Do it again tomorrow night, late. And I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.